Okay, 1 Peter chapter 4, starting from verse 1 to 11. Go ahead.
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of this time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have walked the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
Let's read the first word.
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin.
Christ has suffered for us in the flesh. He took 39 stripes on his back, not only 39. In those days, if you give 40 stripes, then you cannot beat anymore. So they will give 39 stripes and stop for a while, and then start again 1, 2, and 3, and give 39 stripes. So 39 stripes, I don't know how many times they hit him. But each and every stripes he took for you and for me.
Amen. Amen.
And I heard and I learned all the diseases in the world come in 39 categories. Each disease have one category. And so 39 categories, 39 diseases. And so any new disease comes along, they will fall in one of the 39 categories.
Amen.
They are not making 40 categories anymore, because 39 is sex.
Amen.
And all the disease falls in those 39 categories.
Amen.
They never thought why these 39 categories came. But I know now, because Jesus Christ took 39 stripes on his back.
Amen.
So each and every disease, each and every sin is taken by Jesus Christ on the cross.
Amen.
So what he's saying, Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh. So he took your sickness, your disease, your problem on him. The word of God says he knew not sin, but God made him sin for you and for me.
Amen.
And that's why he was hanging on that cross.
Glory to God.
And so the word of God is saying, now what does has to do with this? Somebody says, he suffered, so what? That is a secret. People do not understand. Jesus Christ suffered, so you don't have to suffer. Jesus Christ took your sin, so you don't have to commit sin. Jesus Christ made it easy for you. Without Jesus, not a single man can live a clean and holy life.
True.
If without Jesus Christ somebody would live a clean and holy life, then he didn't have to come. Why Jesus came? Because no one was able to save mankind.
Amen.
Sickness and disease started from the day the man committed sin. So now the word of God is saying, he has taken your sickness, your disease, your pain, your sorrow, everything on the cross, and he suffered. Now when he suffered, what do you do now? Arm yourself likewise with the same mind.
Amen.
What does it mean? Now he says, now he did it for you. And if you have the same mind, what mind? Mm-hmm. The mind of Christ.
Amen.
The word of God says, when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you the mind of Christ.
Amen.
That means you have the mind of Christ once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Why? Because John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, as many as received him,
amen,
to them he gave the power,
amen,
authority to be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then when you receive Jesus Christ, you became a son of God.
Amen.
You became,
amen,
a child of God. That means what the mind Jesus had, you will have the same mind.
Amen. Amen.
So he had the mind,
mm-hmm,
to live a holy life. He had the mind to live a victorious life.
Amen.
Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have the same mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you do not have the Jesus Christ, you are have the mind of the devil. Devil is ruling in your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 and onwards. Please read.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Who is the blinding the minds of the unbelievers? The devil.
Devil
is the king of this world.
Amen.
He is the Lord of this world. He is not my Lord.
Amen.
He is the Lord of the people who obey him. If you obey the Satan, somebody says, I'm not obeying Satan. I tell you how you obey.
Amen.
If you're drinking, you're obeying Satan, because that's the tool of the devil to destroy you.
Amen.
If you're smoking, you are listening to the devil, because he is destroying your body,
amen,
your mind, your spirit. So if you're doing adultery, fornication, or living in sin, you are destroying the body of God, the body of Christ. That means the devil is ruling over you.
Amen.
So that's why he said, if you have the mind of Christ, what are you supposed to do? Let's read one more time. He says, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he has suffered in the flesh and ceased from sin. So what he's trying to say? If you want to cease from sin, you should be arming yourself.
Amen.
Go to the Ephesians chapter 6. And start reading from verse 10, please.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God.
Okay, put on what? Whole armor of God.
Yeah.
Not one, not two, whole armor.
Amen.
Whatever the armor God has given to you, get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Okay, why we have to put on the armor of God? Because the devil is trying to destroy you. He is throwing his dart. Now in those days, they did not have the bombs and they did not have the missiles. They have only fiery darts. But now we can say he is throwing all the missiles and everything to destroy you. So devil wants to kill you, destroy you, according to the word of God. John chapter 10 verse 10. What he says? Say with me. The devil comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So the one, the devil has a plan to destroy you. That is his plan. That's what the word of God is saying. Jesus already defeated the devil on the cross.
Amen.
Now he says, if you want to be a victoriously, then do like what I did. You have to have a mind of Christ.
Amen.
And arm. Okay, go ahead.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay, who is your enemy? Not your husband, not your wife, not your neighbor.
Sure.
not your son or daughter. Who is your enemy?
Satan
is your enemy. He comes through your relatives, through your friends, through somebody to destroy you. The real enemy is the devil. You should be getting mad at devil.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
How much armor you have to take? Whole armor. Somebody said, I have just the helmet of salvation. I don't need anything else. I'm born again. There are people like that. There are denominations like that. So the word of God is saying, if you are born again, child of God, you follow the word of God. You need all the armors of God to stand, to defeat the enemy. Go ahead.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Only point I was bringing here, you need the whole armor of God to stand against the enemy.
Thank you.
So you have to have, first of all, if you are a born again child of God, all this armor comes automatically. But then you have to use them for the glory of God. You don't say, oh Lord, I'm born again, where is my helmet? You already got it. All the armors are there. You have to use it for the glory of God. Without faith, you cannot get saved. So you have the faith, you have everything what you need. And he said, if you want to battle the enemy, what you need? The sword of the Spirit. What Jesus said to devil, it is written. He gave the word to the devil. Devil tried to bring the word, but Jesus defeated him. You have to have the word of God in you. David says in Psalm 119, I think, and verse 11, he says, I have hidden your word in my heart, so I should not sin against you.
Amen.
How can you live victorious life?
Amen.
By the word of God.
Yes.
Read the Bible.
Amen.
Now your Bible should be in you, with you, in your hand, in your table, in your pocket, or in your car, wherever you go. Take your Bible with you. The Bible is the word of God.
That's right.
You have tea, you have coffee, you have sandwiches, you have dinners, and you have late night snack and late dinner and everything. You eat. How much you eat the word of God? How many times we read the word of God? I'm telling you, at least once a day, you read the Bible. If you read 3 times, that will be fine. If you read all the time, that will be fine. But at least one a day, read at least one word of God.
Amen.
And if you read one word every day, in a whole year, how many verses you will be reading? 300 and what? 65 verses. But one day, one verse you read. What you do? If you want to practice, take a card, write the scripture or type the scripture on a card, and hold it, keep that card in your pocket. And each time you read that verse, whole day keep on reading, automatically you will be memorizing that word. If you keep on that same practice, we will memorize the whole Bible.
Amen.
The point I'm making, the word of God is saying, keep the whole armor of God and defeat the enemy. That's what the command is. Okay, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2.
That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God.
If you believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed you, you have the mind of Christ, and now you have the armor of God, then you should not be living in sin anymore.
Amen.
Because in this world, we have all kinds of trials and temptations. Jesus passed all the temptations.
Yes, sir.
He never yielded to any one of them. He was victorious. And so, once we receive Jesus Christ, we are not belong to this world. Go to the 1 John chapter 2 and start reading from verse 15 to 17.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Okay, what he's trying to say? Do not love the world. Somebody says, I love America. I love New York.
Amen.
I love Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I love everything in this world.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God says we are not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
We are living in this world for temporarily.
Yes.
We are pilgrims. We are travelers. We are citizens of heaven.
Amen.
We are here for temporarily. If you keep your mind in this world, and I love New York, that's why so many people are destroyed spiritually in New York.
Mm-hmm.
New York is the capital sin city in the world.
Yes.
But we should go to New York and preach the gospel, start a church there, and win souls for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
All these sinful desires is not from the Father.
Yes.
Then it's from where? From the world.
Yes.
Who is the world? The king of this world is who? Devil. We just said it. The devil is the king of this world, and he says all of these treasures of the world, all this beauty of the world, all this sinful activity of the world, I give it to you. Take it. Jesus said, no, I don't need it. But we are after these worldly things.
Yes, sir.
If you go after the worldly things, he said, then this is not from the Lord.
Amen.
This is not of God. Then somebody says, but I need these things. What the Word of God says? If you read in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, he said, seek ye first
the kingdom
of God and his righteousness, and what? All those things will be added unto you.
Yes.
He said, I'll give it to you.
Yes.
You don't have to go looking for the worldly things. What you need, I'll give it to you.
Yes.
You follow me.
And the world passeth away, and lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen. What is trying to say? The world is passing away. Means world is destroying.
Yes.
You saw within the 2 weeks, 100, and I don't know, I didn't know the count. My last count was 50,000. Okay, now 150,000 people died without a notice, without the warning. What they were doing? Some of the people were having a good time. Some of them may be having planned marriages. Some of them might be in the bar having good time. No warning. What happened? In a split second, washed away. And somebody said, oh, why God is doing this? God is not doing this. Let me tell you who is doing. I said a few minutes ago, enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Devil is the destroyer.
Yes.
If you worship Satan, he will destroy you. He's not going to say, oh, you worship me, so I let you go. All the people who worship the devil, they will be destroyed. And all the people who worship the wrong God, not a real God, they will be destroyed.
Yes.
Amen.
If you remember, Ceylon, people from Sri Lanka, start harassing Christians. Start burning the churches. Start destroying the ministers.
Yes.
Who are those people? Even though those people are called Buddhist. Buddhist people, I never heard in my life.
Yes, true.
They can kill somebody.
I never heard that.
The Hindu people, they don't want to kill you on fly or mosquito.
True.
Or even the mouse or a dog or cat, all of their gods. But they start killing people, Christian people, and their churches. Indonesia, You heard that Christian people were running for their life. And all of these people were destroying and burning their houses. Burning all Christians and beating them to death. I said the time has come.
Yes.
And it's coming. The devil will destroy them. But God still loves them.
Yes.
And God is sending some people to rescue those people. And if they could understand, my God is not helping, let me believe Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise, a great destruction is coming.
Amen.
Great judgment is coming. This is just a little bit hint.
Yes.
What the devil is doing.
Amen.
And come to the 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3.
For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatry.
When we were not saved, we were doing all the things what we read now in the world. And that's what people are doing it. All the beautiful islands, when you go, most of the people go there for luxury, for doing all kinds of activities, sinful activities. And in the world, people having a good time. How many people got drunk? How many people may got, you know, killed? We do not know. What I'm trying to say, that is the activities of going in this world. What? Everything for lust. Lustful desire. Trying to please the body, not the spirit, not thinking about God, not thinking about any spiritual matters. You know, how many people go to church? If you take the survey, very few. And people will stand there in the cold or wind or anywhere, hours and hours. Some kind of parades, some kind of floats,
sure.
Some kind of firework, hours and hours. And we are tired, we are weary, we are looking at our clock. When this pastor is going to finish, I have to go.
Oh yeah, sure, sure. That's right. That's right.
I used to do the same.
Yes.
I was sitting in the church and my pastor used to preach only 15 minutes.
Oh my.
And the 15 minutes looks like a 15 hours to me. When this man is going to finish? Because I have to run to find the first movie, first show. I was running for my life. The word of God says, for the time past, He's talking to believers.
Yes.
You were living filthy life. Your life was full of sin.
That's right.
Amen.
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 We were dead. Jesus Christ came out of the grave with the power of resurrection life.
Yes.
He says, I am the resurrection, I am the life. If you receive me, I'll quicken you.
Amen.
I'll give you new life.
Yes.
If you're struggling in this world and living in sinful life and there is no victory in your life, receive Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your life will be never be the same.
But
we just learned. The kings, the rulers, the powers of this world were ruling your life and my life. And we were dying without God and without Christ.
Amen.
He was ruining your life. He says that's what today the children of disobedience are doing it. Who are the children of disobedience? That means the people who do not believe Jesus Christ. When God has made a plan that if you want to come to heaven, come through my son.
Yes.
And they said, well, I don't believe in son. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe three gods. We are not preaching about three gods. We believe that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is a one God.
Amen.
It's a one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not receive that God, your life is miserable.
Sure.
Show me somebody says, I do not need Christ and I live a clean and holy life without Jesus. Show me one person. There is none. There is none born into this world can come and tell me, I never committed sin and I will never commit sin without Jesus. Go back and search all the people who established the religion and their religious founders and the people who worship them, and go and search their history. Talk about their fathers, talk about that person's childhood, talk about what he did in his young age, and talk about what kind of life he lived. Jesus Christ, from his childhood until he died, not a single sin he committed.
Amen.
He was the only one sinless. That's why we call the Son of God.
Amen.
And he died for you and for me.
Amen.
He gave you and me victory. That's why we learn we have to have the mind of Christ.
Amen. That's right.
To live a victorious life.
Amen.
If you are not living a Christian life, who are you? You are a disobedient child.
Amen.
And somebody say, oh, I'm a child of God. You are not the real child of God. You are the disobedient child of God.
Amen.
And the word of God said disobedient is what? Like a witchcraft.
Worse than witchcraft.
And a witchcraft means a sin. Horrible sin. If you are a disobeying God, you're living in a witchcraft. That means you are living in a sin. That means you are living in death. Death is hanging over you.
Amen.
That's what the disobedience is all about. Okay, let's go to the First Peter chapter 4, verse 4.
Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you.
Who are those people? Your friends. When you have the bad friends and you're going on a party and you're having lots of dirty dancing and lot of dirty songs and lot of dirty music and lot of dirty friends coming and having liquor and all kinds of bad things were happening in your life and in your house, and all of a sudden you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, and those friends are thinking you are a fool. They are thinking, are you crazy? You have to enjoy the world. This is a life, one time life. We are not coming back. So whatever we have, enjoy it. When the doctor tells somebody, young man, you are going to die within such and such a day. But he says, oh, I didn't travel yet to Europe. Let me go and travel around and have a good time. You run to church. You run to God.
Yes.
And say, Lord, my life is finishing. I need your life.
Mm-hmm.
I need eternal life. You are busy, busy, busy. One job, two job, three job, four job. Overtime, night time, daytime. You don't have time for God.
Amen.
When somebody gets sick, oh God, if you heal me, I will work full time for you. I don't want to serve the Lord. I want to have a good time. And time and time and time and time again, people make a commitment. How many people can say, this year I'm not going to smoke? Next day, that was 1st of January. This is 2nd. So I started all again. When the new January comes, I'll make a new commitment.
Yes, sir.
And that's like going in a circle.
Yes.
You're not going anywhere. Why? Because you want to please your friends. There was one girl came to the Lord. She gave up everything. And she was in the world, and the mother and father start saying, you are no fun anymore. That lady gave up her life. She was coming to church and doing the tambourine and singing. She got the beautiful Bible, study Bible and studying and everything. And mother and father start hating her because you are not fun anymore. So, okay, I'm going to be like old. And she got in the bad friends. And bad everything, and the mother calls me, oh, Pastor Peter, my daughter is worse. She was coming to church and she was better. I said, I heard it was not fun to you. Now she's lost. What I'm trying to say, that's what he's saying. He's saying, your friends tell thinking that you are strange. What's happening to you? You're crazy. You're listening to some crazy preacher and gave up all the bad habits and going to church now and reading the Bible. You're crazy or something? He says, that's why they are speaking evil of you. They are saying you are bad people. How to somebody get saved? Don't tell my boss that I gave my life to Jesus. Don't tell my wife I am born again. Don't tell anybody that I'm saved. Why are you doing this? Because somebody said, hey, you're born again, Christian people not supposed to drink. So I don't want to tell anybody. If you don't say anybody that you are born again, you are not even saved.
Amen.
Go to the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, what it says. Do you have to tell somebody that you are a born again child of God, or you believe Jesus Christ or not?
But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Confess! Yes. To whom? Yes. To the Father? To the people?
Yes.
Say, Lord, I receive your Son Jesus Christ. And then tell people, hey, I was dead in my sin.
Yes.
Now I'm born again, child of God.
Amen.
I made a commitment to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be your confession. You're telling people. The Word of God says if you don't tell those things, you're not even born again. You're not even get saved. Why we have to go to church? Because wherever we are, there is a God. I said, yes, there is a God everywhere. And God says, two or three people gather together, I'm in their midst. So myself, my wife and my children, we gather together and God is there. I said, that's true. Did you read book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25? Please read.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
What day is that? Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen, amen.
He's not coming in the baby in the manger
right.
To die on the cross again.
That's right.
He's coming to judge the whole world.
Amen.
The time is coming. So what are you supposed to do? Go to church,
yes.
Assemble together, and then why are you going? To go to church to encourage each other.
That's right. Amen.
Tell them, you know, I was reading the Bible and this scripture I got, I want to share with you. And the other person says, I was reading this, let's read this together. And you learn from each other.
Yeah.
You come to help each other.
Yes.
Church is not just coming and just sitting and going home. Church is the place to have revival.
Yes. Amen.
Your life should be completely sold out to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
When I was born again, I was looking for Sunday, I was looking for Wednesday, I was looking for all the days when I can go to church. Even the Sundays, morning service, Sunday evening service, and after that I go out to preach. Once you are born again, child of God, you should be hungry and thirsty for the Word of God.
Yes.
I was hungry and thirsty. The Word of God says, when you are hungry and thirsty for righteousness' sake, you will be filled.
Amen.
You will be satisfied.
Yes.
You can drink the tanks and tanks of the water from your childhood until today. If you would have drank one glass of water and pour one glass of water in the tank, up to now, big tank might be filled. Still you are thirsty.
True.
When you drink, say, enough, I don't want it. I'm satisfied. Within 2 hours, you're thirsty again. You eat the delicious food. Eat until it comes to your throat. 3-4 hours later, you're still hungry. So the hunger and thirst of this world will never satisfy you.
Amen.
But the Matthew chapter 5, he says, if you are hungry and thirsty for righteousness' sake, you will be satisfied.
That's right.
You will be filled.
That's right.
I am satisfied. I'm not craving for anything. I'm telling you people, don't bring any gifts to me. No clothes, no shoes, nothing. I have everything what God has given to me. I'm not lacking for anything. When I came to the Lord, and the church I was going, the dead church, but so many people out of that church. Come on, come to church with me. I found a better place. What I'm trying to say, you're going to work. You see these people every day. Did you tell them about Jesus?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes. Some of you say yes. Not all of you. Tell somebody,
amen.
I am born again child of God.
Yes.
They might hate you, but they will respect you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 5.
Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead?
Now you committing your sins, he said, nobody knows. I'm doing it in my closet. People are living in sin. And the word of God saying the judgment day is coming. Sometimes they said, oh, nobody knows what I'm doing. Maybe your husband doesn't know. Maybe your wife doesn't know. But God knows. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 says, there is nothing hidden in his eyes. Everything open and naked to his eyes. And there is a book in heaven. Everything what you do is written. You forget. God never forgets. He's written. And the judgment day, the word of God says, the book will be open. And then God will judge you according to your deeds. Not a single person will say, I didn't do it. It's a record. He recorded everything in the book. But thank God for Jesus. Read John chapter 5, verse 24. What he says,
verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen.
What he's trying to say, if you hear my word, hey, somebody said, I went to church and I heard the word. If you did not practice what you heard, then you never heard it. I heard Pastor Peter says, don't smoke this year, but I'm not going to listen. I'm going to do what I want to do. He said, you heard it. If you hear it means what? You obey it.
Yes,
amen. He says, if you heard the word means if God says, my son is the savior, I heard it, I received him. And if you do it, what happened? You pass from death unto life, and what? No condemnation. What does it mean? No judgment. When God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, he sees you complete, pure, and holy, and righteous. That's why he says, righteousness of God comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And once you're a righteous man, God says, I'm not going to punish you, because I punished my son on the cross for you.
Amen.
Your sins are taken by my son, and now there is no condemnation. I'm not going to judge you anymore. Go to the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Who are in Christ Jesus. If the person in this whole wide world, if they are not in Christ, they are going to stand in the judgment seat of God. I don't care what religion they are observing, what leader they are observing. One day they have to stand before God and say, why did you reject my son who gave his life for you?
Yes. Amen.
What answer they will have, then they have to answer that day. Those people will be judged. Okay, finish those scriptures.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
No sin and no death can reign over me.
Amen.
Today Jesus Christ comes, I don't have to die.
True.
I'll be transformed and gone. That is a Christian life. We are living by faith, and we are travelers. We are waiting Jesus Christ to come in. Let's read from verse 6 to 11. That is 1 Peter chapter 4, starting from verse 6 to 11.
For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Okay, the end of the things are near, very close. So he says, now watch. This is not time to sleep. He's talking about spiritual sleep. When the devil is coming like a roaring lion to destroy you, you should be awake.
Amen.
Spiritually. Okay, go ahead.
And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
Charity means not giving money. Charity is love.
Yes.
Love one another.
Yes.
Somebody says, I come to church, but I don't like that person, I don't like this person, I don't like that person. You are not coming for the person. You are coming for God.
Amen.
And you have to love everyone.
Yes.
You cannot hate one and love another. The word of God says if you hate your brother, you are living in death.
Yes.
You are already in death. Death, punishment is already there. You cannot go to church and hate somebody or hate your brother. Jesus said, who is my brother? Whoever listening to the word of God, those are brothers and sisters. So we have to love one another by love. Jesus Christ is the model of love. He loved until the end. Go ahead.
Use hospitality one to another without grudging.
Use hospitality how? One to another without grumbling.
Amen.
There are people call people for their house for dinner. And come on, see my living room, and see my dining room, and see my basement, and see my this. And show everything, and give them good food. And they say, when these people are moving, why these people are sitting here, they are not even going. And if you ask their children, he says, you know, my mom and dad was thinking, why did I put this dinner party? I'm tired of doing this. Why are you doing it? He says, you are doing grumbling. When you invite somebody, invite like you're inviting your mom and dad. Some people say, I don't like my mom and dad coming into my house anyhow. So the word of God says, do it for every member of the body of Christ. When I was in India, I did not invite my church member to my house or my church for any feast. But I'll go and find out some beggar, come to my church. I'll bring that person, give them a shower, give them a food, and tell them to come to Sunday service. One man was traveling and wandering here and there, and I said, what's the problem? He said, I need a ticket. I gave him the money. People said, don't give the money to the strangers. I gave the money, and when I went to Bombay, I'm coming back, and this man is still in the train. I said, you told me you're going that way. Why are you going this way? He said, tell me the truth. I don't have anywhere to go. My father wants to kill me. And I just lied to you, and I know nowhere to go. I said, come with me. I took him to my church. I gave him the room. I gave him the food. I gave him the bicycle. I gave him everything. And when I go for a tour or something, I gave whole thing in his hand. I loved him like my brother. What I'm trying to say, that's what the word of God is saying. Entertain the strangers. Entertain other people. Bible says, do not invite somebody for food who will invite you back in their house for food. Invite somebody who cannot invite you back. Those are the people you should be feeding.
As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
Whatever God has given to you, minister to others. Okay, go ahead.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God.
You speak, what do you speak? Oracles of God means what? The word of God.
Yes.
Don't come here, I'm going to say something and don't have a Bible in your hand. I want to say something about God and you don't know what you're talking. The Bible is the word of God.
Amen.
If you want to preach, take the Bible, open the Bible and say, thus saith the word of God. That's what he's saying. If you want to preach, preach the word of God.
Yeah.
Not the stories. Word of God. Okay. And then what? Go ahead.
If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth.
When you're doing something with the best ability you have, do it. Not little bit. Go all the way.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
When God has called you with a definite high calling, whatever the talents and whatever the ability you have, use it fully for the glory of God.
Yes.
I'm going to go out of this building when church is finished. I'm going to find one soul to talk about Jesus from Sunday until Saturday. And I'm going to bring one soul to church. Do you have a friend? Do you have a brother? Do you have a sister? Work on them. And Jay said, whatever the ability God has given to you, put all the armors of God, put all the scriptures in your heart, start speaking, start saying to somebody about Jesus Christ. I guarantee you, they want to follow you. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for taking our sins on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. We have the mind of Christ. We are going to live for you. We are going to love one another. We are going to show the world that we have belonged to Jesus Christ. We are going to win the people through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever the ability we have, whatever the talent you have given to us, we are not going to hide it. We are going to use it. We are going to take time to read the Bible. We are going to take time to memorize the Word of God. We are going to take time to talk to somebody. But the time is at hand. Jesus Christ is coming. We are going to dedicate our lives to you, Lord Jesus. Please forgive all our past.
Yes, Jesus.
We make a new decision today.
Yes, Jesus.
Reading the Bible.
Yes.
Going to church. Pleasing God.
Yes.
Loving the neighbors. Loving the friends. Loving the church members. And loving Jesus Christ. And following Him. Because He is coming soon. Give us grace to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.